Lesson 33, A Sure Foundation. Helaman, Chapters 1 through 5. Purpose: to encourage class members to build their testimonies on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Helaman Chapters 1 through 2. Internal strife develops among the Nephites as secret works and wickedness increase. Gadianton becomes the leader of Kishkumen's secret band of robbers. B. Helaman Chapter 3. Thousands join the church and begin to prosper. Some church members are lifted up in pride. C. Helaman Chapter 4. Lamanites and Nephite dissenters defeat the Nephites because of the Nephites' wickedness and pride. D. Helaman Chapter 5. Nephi and Lehi remember their father's counsel to build their foundation on the rock of Christ. Miracles attend their ministry as they preach repentance. 2. If you are using the attention activity, select one of the following options. A. Ask a small group of class members to prepare to sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 7 of the hymn, How Firm a Foundation, hymns number 85 in class. B. Prepare to sing or read the words to verses 1, 2, 3, and 7 of How Firm a Foundation with class members. C. Ask a small group of primary children to come to the class and sing The Wise Man and the Foolish Man, Children's Songbook, page 281. Arrange this with the children's parents and with primary leaders and teachers. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Introduce the presentation that you have prepared. See preparation item number 2. After the hymn or song, explain that today's lesson shows the difference between people who build on weak foundations, such as people who place their trust in wealth or physical strength, and people who build their foundations on the rock of their Redeemer, which is a sure foundation. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Internal strife develops among the Nephites. Discuss Helaman chapters 1 through 2. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that Pahoran, the chief judge, had died, and three of his sons, Pahoran, Peankai, and Pekumenai, contended for the judgment seat. Helaman chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. How did Peankai and Pekumenai each respond when Pahoran was chosen to be chief judge? See Helaman chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. What happened because of Peankai's rebellion? See Helaman chapter 1, verses 8 through 13. After Pekumenai became chief judge, the Lamanites came to battle against the Nephites. Helaman chapter 1, verses 13 through 17. Why were the Nephites unprepared to defend themselves against an outside attack from the Lamanites? See Helaman chapter 1, verse 18. How does contention weaken nations and communities, wards and stakes, families and individuals? What can we do to avoid or overcome contention? Gadianton, who was exceedingly expert in many words and also in his craft, became the leader of the band of Kishkumen. Helaman chapter 2, verse 4. What did Gadianton promise the followers of Kishkumen in order to persuade them to follow him? See Helaman chapter 2, verse 5. See also Helaman chapter 5, verse 8. In what ways are people sometimes influenced by flattery and the promise of power? How can we avoid this influence? 2. Thousands join the church. Some church members are lifted up in pride. Read and discuss selected verses from Helaman chapter 3. Helaman chapter 3 covers about 11 years of Nephite history. During those 11 years, the Nephites experienced periods of peace and periods of contention. What disturbed the peace of the Nephites during those years? See Helaman chapter 3, verse 1, and verses 33 through 34. What was the cause of the Nephites' pride? See Helaman chapter 3, verse 36. How can pride disturb the peace in our lives? What can we do to guard against pride? See Helaman chapter 3, verses 27 through 30. See also Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, and verses 17 through 18. Alma chapter 62, verses 48 through 51. Have a class member read Helaman chapter 3, verse 29 aloud. What does it mean to lay hold upon the Word of God? How will we be blessed as we lay hold upon the Word of God? See Helaman chapter 3, verses 27 through 30. See also 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 25, and chapter 15, verse 24. In the 51st year, some church members began to persecute others. Helaman chapter 3, verses 33 through 34. How did the humble followers of Christ respond to the persecution from the proud members of the church? See Helaman chapter 3, verse 35. How can their example help us when we face persecution, criticism, or affliction? Humble church members were sanctified because they yielded their hearts unto God. Helaman chapter 3, verse 35. What is sanctification? The process of becoming clean, pure, and free from sin through the atonement of Jesus Christ. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 41, section 88, verses 74 through 75. What does it mean to yield our hearts to God? 3. Lamanites and Nephite dissenters defeat the Nephites. Read and discuss selected verses from Helaman, chapter 4. Nephite dissenters convinced the Lamanites to go to war against the Nephites. The Lamanites defeated the Nephites and obtained many of their lands. Helaman chapter 4, verse 5. What did Mormon, who abridged the book of Helaman, observe was the cause of the Nephites' weakness? See Helaman chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. What parallels exist between the Nephites' actions and the actions of some people today? How can acknowledging our dependence on the Lord strengthen us? Moronihah, Lehi, and Nephi prophesied many things unto the people concerning their iniquities and what should come unto them if they did not repent of their sins. Helaman chapter 4, verse 14. What happened when the people began to repent? See Helaman chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. See also verses 21 through 26. 4. Nephi and Lehi remember their father's counsel. Miracles attend their ministry. Read and discuss selected verses from Helaman chapter 5. Why did Nephi give up the judgment seat to preach the Word of God? See Helaman chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. What did Nephi and Lehi remember that their father had told them about their names? See Helaman chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. How have the examples of prophets, other church leaders, and other righteous people helped you? What did Helaman teach his sons about the atonement of Jesus Christ? See Helaman chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. Have a class member read Helaman chapter 5, verse 12 aloud. What does it mean to build on the rock of Christ? See also 3 Nephi chapter 14, verses 24 through 27. What are some of the mighty winds and storms that Satan sends upon us? How can Christ help us withstand these winds and storms? Why do we refer to Christ as our rock? What foundations other than Christ do people sometimes build their lives upon? How have you been blessed as you have built your life on the rock of Christ? What miracles occurred in Zarahemla as Nephi and Lehi preached the gospel? See Helaman chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. Why was it important that the Lamanites reject the wickedness of the traditions of their fathers? See Helaman chapter 5, verses 19 and 51. See also Mosiah chapter 1, verse 5. Elder Richard G. Scott said, I testify that you will remove barriers to happiness and find greater peace as you make your first allegiance, your membership in the Church of Jesus Christ, and His teachings, the foundation of your life. where family or national traditions or customs conflict with the teachings of God, set them aside. Where traditions and customs are in harmony with His teachings, they should be cherished and followed to preserve your culture and heritage. There is one heritage that you need never change. It is that heritage that comes from your being a daughter or son of Father in Heaven. In Conference Report, April 1998, page 114, or Ensign May 1998, page 87. Have a class member read Helaman, chapter 5, verses 21 through 32, aloud. What happened after the people began to repent? See Helaman, chapter 5, verses 43 through 45. How did the Holy Ghost testify to the people? See Helaman, chapter 5, verses 45 through 47. How has the Holy Ghost testified of truth in your life? What did the people do once they had received a witness of the Savior? See Helaman chapter 5, verses 49 through 52. What is our responsibility once we receive a witness of the divinity and saving power of Jesus Christ? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 9, and section 88, verse 81. Conclusion. Have a class member again read Helaman chapter 5, verse 12 aloud. Emphasize that we can protect ourselves against pride, contention, and Satan's mighty storm by building our foundation on the rock of Jesus Christ. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Remember, remember, my sons. Helaman chapter 5, verses 5 through 14. In the Book of Mormon, there are over 240 instances of the word remember, or forms of the word, such as remembered, remembrance, or forget not. 15 of these instances are in Helaman chapter 5. What must we remember? See Helaman chapter 5, verse 9. See also Mosiah chapter 3, verse 17. Why is it important to remember? Elder Spencer W. Kimball said, "When you look in the dictionary for the most important word, do you know what it is? It could be remember, because all of us have made covenants, our greatest need is to remember. That is why everyone goes to sacrament meeting every Sabbath day, to take the sacrament and listen to the priest pray that we may always remember him and keep his commandments which he has given us. Remember is the word." Circles of Exaltation, addressed to religious educators, Brigham Young University, June 28, 1968, page 8. 2. Yielding our hearts unto God, Helaman chapter 3, verse 35. As you discuss Helaman chapter 3, verse 35, share the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell. It is only by yielding to God that we can begin to realize His will for us. And if we truly trust God, why not yield to His loving omniscience? After all, He knows us and our possibilities much better than do we. In Conference Report, April 1985, page 91, or Ensign May 1985, page 72. End of Lesson 33, A Sure Foundation.